Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. All checkup and no let up makes Dr. Neck Up a dull boy, or what to do when all our zip has been zapped. Well, dear listeners, you know how my checkups are always interesting, engaging. If one was to be daringly immodest, one might even say sparkling, glittering, dazzling, scintillating displays of erudite wit, wisdom, and some other alliterative W word that I haven't discovered yet. Well, this one is going to be boring. And if one was to be daringly immodest, one might even say dreary, dull, tedious, lackluster, wearisome, humdrum, mind-numbing, unimaginative, uninteresting, uncompelling, uninspiring, underwear, and a bunch of other unwords I haven't come up with yet. Why, you might ask, if you were so inclined. Simple. As I was writing this, me and my brain were tired. It was Saturday night. I was out of town at a work meeting. I'd been working all week and all day that day. And the next Sunday, I had a 9-to-1 meeting and then a 5-hour drive home and then back to work Monday morning. Yeah! And I was staying with friends and could hear them talking and laughing and playing in the other room while I was writing and revising. Double yeah! That said, one of my personal strengths is stick-to-itiveness. A long time ago, in a childhood far, far away, I discovered staying with a task often pays off big. One of my earliest related memories is of my mom offering $1 for every A I got in the third grade. And back then, $1 was what I got in birthday cards from relatives, and I might get 4 or 5 in a good year. So the prospect of 8 or 9 all at once was exciting. Enticing, evocative, provocative, tantalizing, downright drool-inducing, and character-defining. Of course, the danger of stick-to-itiveness is that one can stick to it to the exclusion of better things and be left with a bundle of regrets. But how to know where to draw the line? Well, one place is when we feel weary, world-weary, worn out, tired, bone-tired, beat, bushed, boring. And that's a good time to rest, relax, rejuvenate, take a break, take a breather, join the party, and have a snort of something tasty and a snooze of some indeterminate duration. Sounds scrumptious, doesn't it? So I'm off. Good night, goodbye, and good luck to all of us in this noble quest, my good fellows and gals. I'm Dr. Rich, dull boy no more, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.